For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, some people won't even come downtown to see a play, but not only do you travel to New York City, but you are a bi-coastal theater aficionado.
Oh, dear. I went to Los Angeles. This amuses you so much. I don't know why, but it's the live theater. You have to be there. So Barry Humphries, who is better known for his stage character, Dame Edna Everage, is doing what he's billing as his final farewell tour. Barry Humphries is 80 years old, and Dame Edna opened at the Amundsen in Los Angeles, and so I went out to see it. Barry Humphries is one of the great clowns of our time, and this character, which is a household name in Britain, in Australia, annihilates right-wing causes by supporting them. And he's just hilarious in doing this. It's a man in drag, over-the-top, fabulous costumes, which are all designed by her son, Kenny, and she's oblivious to the fact that her son, Kenny, is undoubtedly gay, and she just goes barreling ahead. And she can have very pointed opinions about everything because she really knows nothing, but absolutely opinionated about everything. And she's hilarious. And so for the farewell tour, I needed to be there. They will not play this show in Buffalo. It will come to Toronto. And so for those who want to catch Dame Edna one last time, if you're unwilling to go to Los Angeles, which I can't quite understand, you can venture up to Toronto.
Now, you also saw The Graduate at the Alleyway. And what I wanted to talk about was a technique they use that works in live theater that wouldn't work and wasn't used in the original film, and that's sort of cartoon characters.
Well, yes, the play, as done at the Alleyway, is broadly comical. You have these central characters, Benjamin, who is a young man just graduating from college, who embarks on a very shallow sexual relationship with a predatory older woman, Mrs. Robinson. And Benjamin says that everyone in my world is a grotesque. And so they perform these roles with broad comedy. In the film, they were done for realism. Film tends to work best in a very realistic style. And it's working very, very well. Connie McEwan is marvelous in a dry, cynical performance as Mrs. Robinson, and Tyler Brown is very, very dear and funny as Benjamin.
Klein Hans Music Hall isn't always a venue for musical theater, but it sort of is tomorrow night. Saturday night, Ben Vereen is coming. Triple threat. He's the Tony Award-winning singer, dancer, and actor.
Great star, won his Tony for being the original leading player in Pippin, and he was also Broadway's first Judas and Jesus Christ superstar. One night only, tomorrow night at Klein Hans with the BPO.
We're always looking for ways to introduce younger people to theater and also to get them talking, which is one of the good things about theater. And Crash is at the Theater of Youth. It's recommended for ages 8 and up, and it starts tonight.
Crash is a junior high school football player, great on the football field, but not a very nice person. He's, in fact, a bully, and it's all about him having to come to terms with being a better person and other people understanding the challenges that Crash has faced in his own life. And it does exactly what you've described. It's an opportunity for kids and their parents to think and talk about these issues.
Rock and Roll is going to be alive and well next week. Starting on Wednesday at Musical Fair, it's Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, and then on Friday, a very short run of the Million Dollar Quartet at Shays.
Well, yeah, Rock and Roll and Buddy, alive and well right until they board that plane. Too dark a joke, I'm sorry.
Too soon.
It's a remount of a show that Musical Fair did very, very successfully several years ago, and of course the allure of both shows is the terrific music.
So some openings and some closings. Ending this weekend, Nunset Boulevard at the Lancaster Opera House and Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche in the basement of the Church of the Ascension. And you saw that too?
Broadly comical, delightfully funny, for adults only.
Family Furniture is closing its run at the Cavanocchi on Sunday, as is Snake in the Grass at the Marie Mayday Theater on the Canisius campus. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.